Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh no, did Tommy Pham have thumb surgery now? What we got going? Why is this song playing?
Under the knife.
God. I mean, you just Google and it's like, oh, we had another surgery.
This just came out like 10 minutes ago. We were just so happened to be ready to talk about Tommy Pham. Tomorrow's an interesting day in Major League Baseball. And you know, many people think this could be the day that gets the hot stove kind of, you know, a little bit fiery as teams will be non-tendering players. There's some pretty big names out there, Tommy Pham being one of them. And we just don't know what the Padres' plans are yet, but it did just come to light that he's had another surgery, his third surgery since August.
All right, we will share the details of that and discuss whether or not the Padres should tender a contract offer to Tommy Pham before the deadline. And we'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Wadzie, this is a topic that Padres fans, I would love for them to share their opinions with us. If you want to call us now, 833-288-0973. And it is, what should the Padres do about Tommy Pham? Now, the only reason we're really having this discussion is because Tommy Pham was pretty much unable to stay healthy on the field in 2020. Fully healthy Tommy Pham, producing at levels which he had previously in his career with the Cardinals and the Rays, is a player you want on your team. I mean, there's a reason the Padres made that trade originally, and they thought Tommy Pham was exactly what they needed. A guy who gets on base, makes good contact, make pitchers work, brings an intensity to the clubhouse, and all of those things do remain true, I think, about a healthy Tommy Pham. So the only reason we're really discussing this is because we're just not sure about the status of Tommy Pham and his health. So what was the latest surgery that we just teased there?
Yeah, this came out this morning in a piece from Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic. It says, so he's scheduled to earn about $8 million in arbitration. It's not an unreasonable number for a player of his caliber. He has undergone three surgeries since mid-August. The first was to repair a broken hamate bone in his left hand. We knew about that.
That's the one that kept out, yep. You know, until just before the playoffs when he came back.
The second was to treat a stab wound in his lower back.
Okay, we knew about that.
And then this one, the third, previously undisclosed, was to correct a problem in his left wrist. So the first one was the surgery on his left hand again for the hamate bone. Then you had the stabbing, and then now you have another one on the left wrist to correct a problem.
Are the first and third surgeries related?
He said the MRI revealed a worsening of a tear in his triangular fibrocartilage complex, otherwise known to you laymen out there as the TFCC.
I don't think they are related.
A cartilage structure located on the small finger side of the wrist. He is lifting weights. He is running. However, he says his wrist feels much stronger, that his grip strength is significantly improved from where it was during the offseason. Okay, great. If it was a minor little deal, they tweaked something, and if he's lifting and running, well, running really doesn't matter for your wrist, but his back, that's good. If you get stabbed in the back and you're out running and you're lifting weights, I think that's a good sign. It's not going to bother me one bit if the Padres bring back Tommy Pham. I like Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham's a good bat. And Tommy Pham in the playoffs last year was ungodly good.
Well, the difficulty is the deadline is tomorrow. If the deadline was sometime in, you know, early February, right before spring training, Padres would have a lot more information. You know, doctors can look him over and say, hey, he's 100% healthy again. He should have a great season. But you're not going to know that by tomorrow. Even though he's on the rehab trail, there's still a lot of unanswered questions about the health of Tommy Pham going forward. And if you pick up the contract of Tommy Pham, as he said, $8 million, maybe more.
Yeah, I'm seeing $8 to $10 million.
On a one-year arbitration eligible deal, it probably precludes you from going out and adding another outfielder somewhere else. You know, more depth. This is the reality. According to the reports, the Padres' payroll is going to be probably pretty flat. You know, it's still the highest it has ever been in franchise history, around $150 million. Now, remember, last year's was going to be that number, but ended up getting prorated down because of the pandemic. So whatever happens, I can almost guarantee you, the Padres will spend more money on players in 2021 than they have ever done in the history of the San Diego Padres. So I don't really want Padres fans to be screaming, hey, don't get cheap. You need to, you know, spend some money. Let's, you know, bulk up this roster. They've done that. And I don't think you can really start complaining about where the Padres' payroll level is at. A lot of teams are cutting back and will be non-tendering players likely tomorrow to save some money. So it's not the Padres that are only thinking about doing this with Tommy Pham. If he is not healthy, though, you really do need to consider other options, one of which our guest Eno Saris is going to join us at 8:35, suggested out there. We talked about it earlier. It was Jock Peterson, who was a possibility as a free agent coming off the Dodgers. Now, Jock Peterson is a very different type of player than Tommy Pham.
Yeah, man, 100%. Tommy Pham is a very patient hitter, and he's a very good hitter, and he works counts. And Tommy Pham slots into, you know, your 2-3-1, whatever. You can hit Tommy Pham almost anywhere in the lineup and feel pretty confident. And again, I go back to the postseason. He was unbelievably good. When we got Tommy Pham, I was elated that we got Tommy Pham because Tommy Pham changes the culture. He's a gamer. You don't F with the Padres because Tommy Pham, the dude got stabbed in the offseason. He's a tough guy. You want some of that attitude. The guy can play. When healthy, he's really, really good, and that's not a lot of money.
Meanwhile, Jock Peterson stands back and swings for the fences.
100% every time.
And he will connect. If he plays consistently over the course of the season, you can expect him to hit 30 to 40 of them over the course of the year. But when he's not hitting them, he's probably striking out, a majority of the time. That's the kind of player that he is. Different from Tommy Pham.
Agreed, Benny. And it's essentially, they're monitoring him like crazy. You know they are. But here's how it goes. Hey, how you doing, Tommy? Pretty good. How's the wrist? Pretty good. Feeling good. I'm lifting. I'm running.
Right. It's in his interest to make everyone think he's healthy, whether it's the Padres or another future club. You know, he doesn't want them to think they've got damaged goods. So you're not necessarily going to get the most honest answer from Tommy Pham at this moment.
Derek tweets in. He goes, look, he's my favorite player, but I think they need to get rid of him. Cartilage issues in the wrist. I know he has serious elbow problems. Yeah, that was another one last year going into spring training. He goes, that's my take, but happy to keep him as well because it's Tommy Pham. I know. I feel the exact same way.
833-288-0973. It's a tough call Preller needs to make.
Is this Mike? I've already seen Mike ranting on Twitter.
This is Mike in Mission Valley. Good morning, Mike.
Mikey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. I don't think it's a tough call at all.
You keep him.
Crazy.
We're not committed either way.
You don't want a strikeout machine in that lineup.
No, I don't really want Jock.
Nothing. Jock Peterson, okay, if it was somebody else, you bring up somebody, some other player, maybe I'd be okay with it. But Jock Peterson, that's a non-starter for me.
Same.
The guy's a strikeout machine. He does zero for the lineup, zero for the young kids in terms of patience. Tommy Pham leads by example, and he's a tough SLB. And that's the kind of guy you want on your team. You need that on your team. Look, he is the type of guy and the type of hitter that makes others be patient, makes Tatis be patient, makes Hosmer be patient. I will absolutely attribute part of Hosmer's improvement last year on Tommy Pham and leading by example. And you'd lose that. Because you get stupid Jock Peterson come in here, strike out a million times. You guys, I'm sorry, I've never liked Jock Peterson. You know what? I like to kick him in the face, just like I like to kick it. Max Muncy, Chris Taylor, all those other jerks in the face. Get him out of here.
I don't hate him as much, but no, he as far as on the field goes, yeah, man, he's not great.
Mike, thank you for the call. I have to bring this up, and I almost feel bad doing so because I'm not, you know me, Woods. I am not a person who wants to shame people for their behavior, what they do choose to do in their personal time. But is Tommy Pham really a leader? Is a guy who is going to the strip club during the pandemic and getting stabbed in a parking lot brawl
a
leader?
Yes. Guess what? Leaders go to strip clubs, Ben.
Was he the leader in the clubhouse that the Padres advertised him as? I can't say that he was or wasn't. I wasn't in there.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to
he
be.
He certainly has an intensity to him.
Are you? You are pearl clutching this morning.
Can you be
pearl clutching?
Can you be a leader when you're hurt all the time?
No,
I mean, you know, we haven't seen, I think, the leadership that was billed with Tommy Pham. Now, could he potentially still be that? Absolutely. I have not given up on Tommy Pham, and like you, Woods, if the Padres choose to keep him, I will be on the Tommy Pham bandwagon, hoping he's completely healthy, has a great on-base percentage, and brings that steely glare that we saw in spring training when we were there last year, that's kind of terrifying. I hope that he can do that in 2021. But if the Padres have questions about his health, they can't really afford to make a mistake on this decision. This is a huge decision.
It's not that big, though.
This is a big decision.
This isn't a $20 million a year player. This is not. This has got between 8 and 10 million, which is a lot of dough. I get it. But he makes you better. When healthy, he makes you better.
It's not a 10-year contract type decision. But for 2021, whether or not they get this right could very well determine whether the Padres are just a kind of a wild card fringe team or a legitimate contender. If they go ahead and tender Tommy Pham, they keep him around, sign him, and say we are projecting him, counting on him to be our everyday left fielder, and he can't come through, you know, he plays in 45 games because he's hurt, the on-base percentage isn't good, Padres aren't going to have the season that we hoped they would have.
Look, they're in an awful position. The Padres are in an awful position with this. And I don't care that he got stabbed outside of a strip club. He's the victim. You can't blame a guy that got stabbed. And you can't call. Leaders go to strip clubs, Ben. They do. They do. It doesn't make you less of a leader because you go enjoy some adult entertainment. May not be the entertainment you like. Hell, it may not even be the entertainment that I like.
He could have gotten stabbed coming out of a Cracker Barrel. Can you avoid, perhaps, the situation that ends up in you getting stabbed?
Yes, you can sit your ass at home, and that's okay. I mean, it's okay. You can. Everybody in this room has done things in the last 8 months to put ourselves at risk, our families at risk, and others at risk, right? We all have. Everybody has.
Of course.
Yes.
And that's just not why I'm mad at Tommy Pham. I'm not mad that he went out. I haven't put myself in a situation where I was going to get stabbed.
You don't know that.
I really don't think I've put myself in a situation where I was going to get stabbed.
But how do you know?
If I come out of the grocery store and I see a bunch of guys kind of hanging around my car, you know, look like they might be armed, I might just wait a couple of minutes until they move on.
If we're fighting on your car, I mean, yeah.
I probably don't say anything.
You're not Tommy Pham, for the love of God. If you broke your hamate, you'd be out 6 months. Okay? Leave Tommy Pham alone. I'm now on Team Pham. Here's the thing. The Padres are in an awful position because it's not anything other than health. That's it. All right, let me ask you this question. Hypothetical. Padres a better lineup next year with Tommy Pham playing left fielder Jock Peterson? We all know the answer. It's Tommy Pham, period.
A healthy Tommy Pham? I would much rather 100%. Have a productive,
no doubt,
healthy Tommy Pham with the skill set he brings.
But here's what's funny.
Now, defensively, I wasn't that impressed with Tommy Pham last season.
When
he was out there, I wasn't that impressed.
I needed better. I'd give him another shot, though, because he is a really good left fielder. But, damn it, I had a solid point and I forgot it.
Oh, sorry.
Damn it.
I hate when that happens.
All right,
let me bring up another alternative that's not Jock Peterson, but is of that Jock Peterson vein. It's something that we kind of danced around yesterday. We talked about it off the air. I don't know if we ever brought it fully on the air, but one name that is rumored that the Padres were interested in before this offseason to fill their pitching hole is Lance Lynn with the Texas Rangers. They also have an outfielder that is potentially available in a trade market with 1 year left on his deal, Joey Gallo. Would you be interested in a kind of a mega deal with the Rangers that fills two holes? You non-tender Tommy Pham, and you acquire Lance Lynn and Joey Gallo in some sort of swap of prospect, whatever it takes to get those guys, and fill two holes at once. Now, Joey Gallo, again, kind of a guy who walks a lot, hits a lot of home runs, doesn't do much else, but is also a very good defensive, a gold glover, right, in the outfield.
Plays right field.
That you could put out potentially at left field. You can move guys around in the outfield.
I mean, again, it's the three-outcome guy. I think
two of those outcomes are good, though. Jock Peterson's kind of a two-outcome guy.
He's a strikeout or home run guy. Yeah. Gallo is better.
Gallo walk a lot, too.
Yeah. You know. No, he's three outcomes. He's home run, strikeout, or walk. So he will get on base. I like a Joey Gallo, but Joey Gallo's not a free. You're talking about having to trade prospects to the Texas Rangers to get Lynn and Gallo. I don't know. I mean, what's it going to take? It all depends on the package. Just like with Tommy Pham, it all depends on the health.
And with Lynn, I remember we kicked that around a little bit last year before the trade deadline. Like,
I thought he was going to be a Padre at the trade deadline. I really did, because the Rangers needed to sell.
Now he's got even less time remaining on the clock in Texas, so that price probably goes down a little bit than it does from last year, right? A little bit?
Who knows? Who knows what the price is going to be? Nobody knows right now. No, nobody know.
Again, we're going to have Eno Saris joining us at 8:30. It was his idea.
It was his idea,
that he said, by the numbers, by the WAR projections, if the Padres non-tender Tommy Pham and then go out and add Jock Peterson, Taijuan Walker, and Trevor Rosenthal at around, $20 million and keep payroll pretty much flat for 2021, that they would, by the numbers, be one of the top three for WAR projections in 2021.
So Jeremy tweets in. He says, for the record, Pham should be our left fielder next year, or at least our DH. No way you let a player like him go just to save some dough. I don't think it's dough. I really don't think. That's not a lot of money for a potential 1-3 hitter. It's just not. $8 to $10 million is not a lot of money.
It is for a guy who's on the bench.
That's
though,
the thing.
All year.
But how much have we paid to pitchers to sit on their ass in rehab and come in and, throw an inning or two?
But Tommy Pham is not a Padre in 2022.
Right.
You'd be paying him for nothing, and then he walks away as a free agent at the end of the year. You don't have to pay him. You could not pay him next year and then bring him back in 2022 if you loved him that much. You need to be pretty sure that Tommy Pham's going to be healthy, though, if you tender him a contract tomorrow. That's all that I'm saying. If the Padres are confident that Tommy Pham will come through and report to spring training at or close to 100%, again, it's not that hard of a call.
You keep Tommy Pham
as your outfielder. If you are kind of 50-50, though, and you think it could be another long season filled with stints on the injured list and, 80, 90 games of Tommy Pham that's not 100% and not playing the kind of outfield defense that at least we were expecting and we didn't get in 2020, then, all of a sudden, a guy like Jock Peterson or a Joey Gallo doesn't look so bad anymore because, at least they seem to stay on the field and in the lineup. So that, to me, is the dilemma that A.J. Preller is facing and needs to make a decision here in the next 24 hours
or so. And for me, it just falls strictly on the health of Tommy Pham, and that's it. I don't care about the strip club. I don't care about the stabbing. Are you healthy? Can you play? Great. Come on out. Play left field. Bat in the two-hole. Let's go win a World Series. That's my stance. I mean, I the guy was out with a buddy enjoying some entertainment, Ben. As I mentioned, may not be your type of entertainment, and it may not even be mine. But he did nothing wrong. Tommy innocent. He's innocent.
Free Tommy Pham.
Free Tommy Pham.
Actually, that's what he doesn't want to happen.
My buddy just DM'd me and says, I'm dying thinking of Ben imagining that all strip clubs have dudes outside waiting to stab people. That's why you've never been. No, they don't, in fact. I've never been stabbed before. Wouldn't make me not a leader if I was. Make me very unfortunate. Wrong place, wrong time.
All right, again, we'll talk to Eno Saris about all of this and Tommy Pham, the decision. 8:35 on our SDCCU fan hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card. You could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit sdccu.com. Didn't even bring up another of the possibilities. I'll put that in the back pocket for our final hour for the Padres. Aztec fans were a little grumpy yesterday as well. We'll get into that coming up as to why, at least basketball fans were. 1 hour to go. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.